It has indeed, yes. We teach using P4C method, which I mentioned earlier, which is philosophy for children, and it opens opportunity for a lot of debate and a lot of thinking and challenging the children to develop those critical thinking skills, coming up with inquiry questions and working out how we can find answers, respecting different points of view, being critical and examining evidence and stories, which is obviously very relevant to history, but also very relevant to global learning. Setting the area of history into the bigger picture to develop chronology and awareness of what else might be going on in the world at the time. We also like to use drama and practical activities. For example, we are creating a Benin Museum with our school link in Ghana and giving children a real sense of ownership and purpose. They're going to set up a museum, so is our link school in Ghana, both looking at the Benin civilizations. We're then going to go on and look at creating a museum for modern day, as if someone came back in the future, and what would be our values, what would give us a sense of identity, belonging, tradition. And it will be very interesting in a world which is increasingly interconnected and very much centered on technology and computing and internet, how much the children of today really think into the future. Will we want to look at our local foods, our local music, our local stories? Or are we all going to be kind of so much the same because we're all using the internet? So it's setting the scene through history and what they valued and putting it into a modern context, and again comparing and contrasting the two countries, but using the historical base as a starting point for valuing tradition, beliefs, cultures and systems of civilization in the past to kind of make it relevant to the future. It challenges them, as I say, to look at their own sense of belonging and who they are, what is important to us today, where do we come from? And again, all of that relates to global themes, and there's huge amounts of empathy going on. And that again is a really essential historical and global skill to be able to put yourself into somebody else's position and perspective. So those are the kinds of approaches, practical but still developing all the basic literacy, numeracy skills, a lot of research, huge amounts of historical skills development going on, values and attitudes, and a massive overlap with what are in fact the core global skills and knowledge concepts and ideas.